It's a museum with some of the biggest artifacts you'll find, and you can walk right up to just about every one of them. I'll take you on a unique stop between the Badlands and Mount Rushmore on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Today's Ellsworth Air Force Base became a military installation during World War II. Although we may think that airplanes would be its major focus, here it was the country's missile system that was a high priority. You can even go on base to see where men and women once prepared in case a launch was needed.
That training facility allows you to walk down onto the first level of the missile silo and actually look down into the silo itself and see the missile.
Those tours are the only thing you actually have to have a paid ticket for at the South Dakota Air and Space Museum. The rest is free, and there's an amazing amount of real-life military craft and memorabilia to see.
The planes that we still have today, the B-1s, those are from the Cold War. They came in the 1980s. And so we've been a home to bombers since the 1940s. And all of these bombers played a part in Cold War era issues, including Korea, Vietnam.
Corey Christensen says one special aircraft was General Eisenhower's plane before he became president of the United States.
His transport aircraft is actually here at the Air and Space Museum. It's a beautiful B-25 aircraft, and it's really unique. This one has been changed, so the windows were added into it, and then the interior of the plane is different as well.
One great thing about the museum is you can get right up next to those planes.
We have 31 static displays. I mean, you can get nose-to-nose with these airplanes, which is very amazing. And then on the inside, we're actually situated in four hangars that were 54th Fighter Interceptor Squadron hangars during the Cold War.
The Free Museum houses lots to see and is a great stop for those traveling distances to see iconic spots like Mount Rushmore and the Badlands. Traveling the countryside at Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.